Welcome to a new deep dive. Today, we're focusing on just one source, actually, but it's a really rich one. It touches on something vital for, well, pretty much everyone in the professional world.
Yeah,
the strategic power of visual identity. We're going to explore a business called Otis Wheat Photography. They specialize in corporate imagery. And we'll analyze what their specific approach, you know, reveals about the real value of professional photos today. So our mission for this deep dive is basically to pull out the key insights from their description. What services do they offer? What's their philosophy? And maybe most importantly, why does all this matter for projecting professionalism and, frankly, success? Okay, let's dive in. So the source introduces us to Otis Wheat Photography, and Otis Wheat himself is the president. But like I said, it's not just about, you know, taking pictures. The description clearly states their core passion is capturing the essence of professionalism and corporate identity.
Right, and that phrase, essence of professionalism and corporate identity, that's really key, isn't it? It immediately signals they're aiming higher than just, say, a technically good photograph. It's about trying to visually represent a brand's spirit or maybe an individual's professional story. It shifts the whole thing from just a photo shoot towards strategic communication.
Absolutely. It's strategy.
But what does capturing the essence actually look like in practice, in a photograph? How do they do that?
That's a great question. And the source actually gives us some pretty good clues through the three distinct service areas they highlight. This is where you can really start to see how that philosophy translates into, well, tangible visual approaches. Okay, so first, they specialize in corporate headshots, specifically for business professionals seeking a polished headshot. That word polished seems important. Then second, there are impactful branding images. These are aimed at a company in need of compelling branding visuals. Again, compelling, impactful. And finally, number three, is comprehensive corporate event photography. That's for clients who are hosting a corporate event that requires meticulous documentation. Meticulous.
Okay, so if we connect those dots, you see a sort of deliberate focus on the whole visual ecosystem, right? It's not just about one-off photos. It's about creating a cohesive visual message across different points where people interact with the brand or the professional.
The whole picture.
Exactly. So for headshots polished, that probably means, you know, careful attention to lighting, maybe to convey authority, or maybe the background choice, something that hints at industry leadership, not just like a quick snap against a blank wall.
Right. Not just functional.
And for those impactful branding images, think about how things like composition, color choices, how they can subtly communicate values. Things like innovation or maybe trustworthiness, those are crucial for how a brand is perceived. So it suggests every visual element is really curated, very intentional.
That makes perfect sense. It's definitely about being intentional. And, you know, beyond the actual services they list, their approach to the customer experience seems really important too. It's emphasized in the source. It says they prioritize unparalleled customer service, ensuring a seamless and enjoyable experience from start to finish.
And that focus on the experience, that's quite revealing, isn't it? Why mention that so prominently?
Good point.
Well, in professional photography, especially in corporate stuff, the process itself really is part of the final product. I mean, if a client feels awkward or rushed or maybe misunderstood, that can absolutely show up in the final image. It doesn't matter how technically skilled the photographer is.
You can see it in their eyes sometimes.
Precisely. So a genuinely comfortable collaborative process that's much more likely to result in authentic, confident images, and therefore more effective images.
Okay, bad track.
And their commitment, as the source puts it, is to delivering results that reflect both our expertise and your vision. That word vision implies a real partnership, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like their technical skill is there to serve your specific goals. It's about translating maybe an abstract idea you have about your brand into something concrete and visual.
Right, turning the vision into reality.
So, yeah.
Okay, what does all this mean for you, the listener? I think this deep dive into Otis Wheat Photography really shows us that professional imagery isn't just, you know, another expense line on a spreadsheet. It's much more like a strategic investment.
Definitely an investment.
It's about proactively communicating who you are, what your brand genuinely stands for, and also visually documenting those key moments of success, like with the event photography. Mm-hmm. It's really about making sure that your visual story isn't just there, but that it powerfully aligns with where you want to go professionally, and that it resonates with the people you need to reach.
Yeah, think about the impact. How could a really strategic image affect, say, your credibility in the market?
or even the kind of talent you attract to your company. It sends a signal.
Absolutely. It's all signaling.
So to wrap up, we've explored how a dedicated corporate photography service, like this example of Otis Wheat Photography, goes way beyond just simple snapshots. They work to craft powerful, really intentional visual messages for both individuals and entire companies.
And this, I think, brings up a really important question for you to consider listening to this. If a company's success and its professionalism can be so powerfully captured and communicated through high-quality imagery, imagery that reflects their essence and their vision, well, then what unspoken narratives are your current visuals maybe conveying about your brand or your own professional identity right now?
That's a good question.
It is. And maybe more importantly, what strategic advantage could you potentially gain by taking control, by intentionally curating those visual messages yourself?